Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio is Keith Kuhn from a company called Pacific Chaser in San Antonio, Texas. And we're talking about some wines from the Languedoc part of France in the southwest called Racine de la Terre and the areas right near the town of Carcassonne.
Yes, this is just near a little town called Aigues Vives, which means, I believe, lively water in the Occitan dialect. A lovely little place with canals and dry days, humidity levels are low, cool nights, just a wonderful place to grow viticulture. It's in a natural wildlife area, so the amount of chemicals allowed or artificial chemicals, pesticides, fungicides, very limited, so it's all done in a very natural way.
And unlike in Bordeaux, where every hectare is regulated as to what you can grow where, you can do whatever you want here, pretty much.
This is kind of the, like we talked about earlier, the southwest, the wild west of France, or the wild southwest of France, as you were saying. Many people have taken advantage of the more or less lax rules there, and you have people from Australia, Americans, of course, French and English people making wine there. It's a great experimental area going on with all sorts of ideas taking place, which is kind of nice.
And quality-price ratio is really good here, I think, in the Languedoc.
You have some national, international brands that have been put together with co-op wine where they just kind of blend things together. So you have that kind of lower-end thing going on, but you also have very high-level quality wines going on there that sometimes surpass $50 retail. And again, they're the same Pays-Doc region as everyone else. So you have the run the gamut from cheap to very high quality wines in this area.
Do you have a favorite in the Racine de la Terre? Anything that you really like?
I really tend to like the Pinot Noir. I think it's really unusual to have Pinot outside of Burgundy that tastes as good as this one tastes.
It tastes like Pinot.
It tastes like Pinot. It's variety correct. It's 100% Pinot, which is very unusual. So it's done in a parcel of land that's a little closer to the border of Spain and the Pyrenees slopes, up at a little higher, a much higher elevation than the lower parts where the Malbec and the Cabernet are grown.
What do you like most about being in the wine business?
Latching on some good brands and then going around the country and meeting restaurateurs, especially in boutique retail shops. And I love the wine business. I've always loved wine and food. I used to cook in France as an apprentice back in 1992 and a frequent visitor to Europe the last 25 years, and opened my eyes to food and wine and became kind of a wine aficionado by all my friends that I had from Italy and France when I was in San Francisco in the culinary world, and had a lot of roommates, and you know, the rent's always been expensive in San Francisco, so always had roommates and tended to find roommates from Europe, and we all just became friends, and all of them became to be sommeliers in their respective countries, and then they kind of steered me to the right people to meet when I would be importing wines in the future.
We're talking about a line of wines from the Languedoc area of France, southwest France, which are called Racine de la Terre, the roots of the earth. I assume these are available?
They sure are in Baltimore, yes. We use a distributor, L'Amore di Vino, with Ed Spada. We've been doing business a little over a year, and we've been very happy with the introduction of these wines throughout various boutique retail shops and nice restaurants in the area.
Keith Kuhn is with Pacific Chaser from San Antonio, Texas, and thank you for taking some time to talk with us while you're in town.
Thank you for having me.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.